It's that time of year again, the time for lists and debates over the best books and music of the year. And here at VPR, we wanted to join in on all the list-making fun, so I sat down with 7 Days music editor Jordan Adams, and we talked about his favorite picks in Vermont music this year. One of the artists he chose was Adam Wolfe. Hey, Jordan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, Liam.
All right, so you picked some of your favorite local records, and first on your list is The Mountain Carol.
Correct. Yes, they are a group from Plattsburgh, New York. They first jumped into the scene last year with a 3-track EP that was really quite good, and what they did this year was they took a couple of songs from that and reworked them, re-recorded them, and then recorded a bunch of other songs and put out a record called Starkiller and the Banshees. It's one of my favorite records of the year. It's super trippy, really kind of full of all this chilled out psychedelia and synths. And this song we're about to hear, The Party's Over, is just, it's got so much, dare I say, razzle dazzle. And, you know, this kind of has this new jack swing vibe. And it's just, there's just a sort of like mystical energy about this band. And you really kind of have to dig into the whole album to kind of get the full picture. But yeah, this is a really great track.
It sort of feels like I'm like driving down a highway and a lot of neon lights are around me.
Yes, actually, the album cover is very kind of, has this like neon glow kind of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, it's very effervescent, I guess.
Yes, that's a good word.
Nice. All right, so that was The Mountain Carol.
Yes.
You also picked a band, Yes, Darling.
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. All right, so let's listen to a little bit of their song, Call Your Mother, to kick us off.
Call your mother, she is getting worried. She has not heard from you. Tell her you love her, just don't tell her everything you do.
All right, so I feel like I'm in a saloon. Tell me about this.
Yes, so this is a sort of, it's like a super duo. So Ryan Montbleu and Haley Jane of Haley Jane and the Primates, both formerly Boston-based artists, living locally now, and they teamed up for this record. It's all about sort of love's foibles, and they dig into all these sort of like juicy relationship stuff that, you know, makes things really complicated in your life. But what's really great about the record is that they really show off their personalities. Practically every song is a different style, a different genre. You know, there's the hot jazz, there's sort of this Studio One ska song, like folk rock, and sort of like the, you know, more subdued singer-songwriter. But there's like all of this improvisation. It's sort of like almost like sketch comedy or vaudeville. It's really, really completely charming and wonderful.
All right, well, so this third band is one that I actually know, Paper Castles. I've seen them many times around Burlington, and they actually put out a record this year.
Yes, finally, after 5 years. The record's called Exceptionalism, and the core of the band, Patty Regan, he is really the only sort of completely consistent member of this group over the years. And it's really just sort of like a classic indie pop and rock record. No big flashy hooks. It's sort of, some of the songs seem like they're this sort of one hook sort of stretched out and finely tuned with all these ornate embellishments. And what I really like about the record is its sort of relatable themes of being on the outside and longing. And I think this song we're about to hear really sort of captures that especially well.
I keep the tidy when everyone else is hanging out.
All right, so that's called The In-Betweens by Paper Castle. So tell me a little bit about what stood out to you about that song.
I think that it really just sort of lyrically and atmospherically kind of captures the essence of the album, this sort of sad sack, but in the way that everyone has felt, like that sort of kind of crushing despair of just sort of growing up and coming of age.
It's really relatable.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, every year there are new bands coming onto the scene. Mm-hmm. You're kind of tracking that as the music writer at 7 Days. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite newcomer from this year?
I certainly do. His name's Adam Wolf, and he is a native Vermonter. He plays in the bands Sleeping In and Wolf Hand, but Adam Wolf is sort of his solo identity. I've been calling his sound Doom Country lately. Lots of thick, kind of grungy guitars, but with lap steel, and, you know, it's very forlorn and weepy.
Well, let's take a listen to the track Rooted. So Jordan, did you see any trends this year? I mean, how would you characterize the year in Vermont music?
Well, I would say the trend was just a lot. There were so many just excellent albums, you know, and part of our 7 Days year-end coverage is I recap everything, you know, sort of like what we're doing right now, just a little bit more. And it just broke me trying to distill this year into 12 albums that, you know, I felt like were the most standout. But there were just as many, if not more, local albums that were just absolutely excellent. I would say that was the trend, just sort of nonstop output. I mean, I just counted up yesterday, there were about, I think, almost 50 records that were submitted to 7 Days that we didn't even get a chance to review this year, which is just unbelievable. It's a wonderful problem to have. I mean, I always say too much art is better than no art.
Jordan Adams is music editor at 7 Days. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
This is the end.